This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome. Carm Capriotto here, and join me each and every week for insights from my guest host and an industry first, a live virtual job tour, a take the automotive trivia challenge, unwrap your fortune of the week, and a whole lot more. The video version of this show is on aftermarketweekly.com. Carm Capriotto, Aftermarket Weekly. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? Lunchtime in East Coast, second cup of coffee out west. You're in the most unique aftermarket resource that we have in this industry. We get together, we bring in a guest host, we talk about a little wisdom, a little management stuff, and then we do a shop tour. And I just can't wait to tell you about the shop tour. You know, this is being brought to you by the Dorman OE Fix Studio right here. Chris Cotton's with me. Andy Bizzib is with me. Like to bring on Chris right now. Chris Cotton, Auto Fix SOS business coach. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Carm, how are you doing today? Thanks for having me.
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
You know me, every day is a beautiful day.
And I've gotten to know that about you. You're one of the most positive guys I know. Chris has been with me a bunch of times. Let's look at your podography, Chris. Proof of concept was one of those defining moments between you and I. And this was a Town Hall Academy 206 that we did. We were talking about why all the things that we had been doing for all these years finally paid off because of COVID.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it proved out what we do every day. Sorry, go ahead.
We did a show on brainstorming, shop ownership, implementing profit first, surviving an economic downturn, and cash management. You're so big on that, so good. And so thank you for coming on and doing that. We're also going to go out to Chicago, and we're going to see my friend Andy Bizzub's place. You're going to talk about hiring, of course, do the shop tour with Andy. Man, Andy, we're going to see beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cars here in just a few minutes. So thanks so much, Andy, for coming in and doing these. We've done so many shop tours, actually. We're in our 46th week. 52's coming up. What should I do for the year anniversary?
Wow.
Just 52? I don't know. Tom Hamm and I started this. In fact, Tom Hamm and I wore ties in the first, I think, 16 weeks of the show, and then Tom went on to do some other things. And last week, everyone, Bill Haas is in the social comments, and he says, Carm, where's your tie? And so for Bill, I'm wearing the tie, especially for you. Hey, we've seen so many other shop tours all over North America, aftermarketweekly.com, and you could watch all of them. If you're with us in social media, I'd love to have you give us a like, a share, chime in with your city, or give us a comment. Even if you have a question for Chris or Andy, that would be great. Hey, the podcast is available, everyone, on the web, and I've just done something really different. I've decided to throw Aftermarket Weekly, the podcast, right inside the Remarkable Results stream. So if you listen to the show, and I know thousands and thousands of you do, it'll just show up in your normal stream. So we've made it a lot easier. Hey, you know, we do a trivia every week. We have fun. And Andy, I know you're in the studio, and I want you to look at this, Andy, because I did this just for you. What is the most expensive car available for sale in 2021? Andy, and I did this for you because we're going to see some pretty nice expensive cars. So that is our trivia for the week. Hey, we all know that fixing cars is different than how the OE builds them. Now, take fuel lines, for instance. Fuel lines run and rust along with the chassis of the vehicle by nature. Now, especially in the colder months, trucks can be exposed to snow, salt, or rain, causing failure due to the corroded fittings, deterioration in the line. Now, to help you in your wallet, Dorman Products team of engineers have redesigned the typical fuel line. Introducing Dorman's flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines. Made from braided stainless steel over flexible PTFE tubing, this upgraded material features a corrosion-resistant design. Each fuel line is an exact fit with the dimensions of each application. Now, improved durability is the highlight of this new design. This innovation is a Dorman OE fix, which means it's something that the original manufacturer doesn't offer. These fuel lines are quality assured and backed by their team of product experts and more than a century of automotive experience. Hey, want to learn more about Dorman's innovations? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Hey, cool new product from Dorman. Thank you very much, Dorman. Coming up on the Academy this Friday, Chris, we're going to go back and do a little nostalgia. Yeah, we're going to talk about the 90s. If you've not seen the 70s and if you've not seen the 80s, you owe yourself that. And I think a whole bunch of you may know Paul Scanner, Danner, Keith Katz, Scott Pallava, and of course, Ryan Coyman. And those are pictures of them from the 90s. And I will say this, Paul, you were a hippie, and there weren't even hippies in the 90s, but a rebel. Paul was a rebel, I believe. Well, that's coming up this Friday.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. It looks like he should have been on the cast of Wayne's World, maybe.
You're right. Absolutely right. So, Chris, let's talk about hiring.
You know, everybody always has to hire people, or we should always be in the hiring mood. But really, right now, we're in an unprecedented, and I'm using that nice big word, unprecedented time in the auto repair industry, because we have all these people in the customer service industry still looking for work. I had a client that decided we wanted to add a second service writer. We wrote the ad, put it together, and in 4 days, we had to turn it off. We had 28 people apply for it. We're able to hire a great young lady that had a customer service background in the hotel industry who's been out of work for 8 months. And so now we're able to put her in a job, and this is part of it. Now we can put her in the job and say, hey, we are a recession-proof industry. If this happens again, you'll be able to keep your job.
I think you bring up a great point. I am seeing so many signs, Chris, signs everywhere for help. And what I want to know is why can't employers find help?
You know, here's the thing. Hiring people's like advertising for customers, right? So if we're not dangling the right bait and putting it out there in front of everybody, then we're not going to get the right people. And I'll tell you, we have a different group of people that are looking for work now than what we had 12 months, 18 months ago. So the same ad that you've always used in your business, if you just pulled out the ad, blew the dust off of it and send it on Craigslist, well, guess what? It's probably not going to work. It may work in some instances, but you really have to write the ad for the people that you want to answer the phone, call you, say, hey, I'm interested in a job. And the old ads they're using just isn't cutting it anymore.
You know, that makes so much sense. We actually have to rethink how we recruit. And we never stop looking to hire for attitude in certain behaviors. Is it more important now than ever?
Absolutely. You know, we want people, one of the buzzwords for several years has been culture. And, you know, I want people to work in my culture. I want people to assess for hiring, and you're not hiring for culture, then what does that do? Most of the time, shop owners are hiring to fill a need because somebody just quit. And it's probably somebody that you should have fired 6 months ago, but they quit anyway. And now you're in a bind and you need somebody. So you just, you know, blow the old ad off, throw it out there, and hire the first warm body that comes in.
You make a great point, the old ad. So I guess a great point in today's show is to dust off that ad and rewrite it. Don't even look at it, really. Get a blank piece of paper, start from scratch.
Yeah, and so really you should, if there are qualities in that ad that you want, then you should write the qualities down like word by word by word, adjective by adjective by adjective, and then build the ad for those qualities. And then when you go out, place it. There's a couple of places right now that are doing really, really well. Like your Facebook, Facebook ads, but don't just put a Facebook post and boost it. It has to be ad, like advertising side of it, and put that out there. And then also, you don't have to be on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, and everything, because I think they're all owned by the same robots at this point. So if you do one and do it well.
You know, how many times on the podcast over these last 6 years have we heard that you always have to be recruiting?
Right. It's a constant thing. And that's one of the big mistakes I made coming up in the business. If I thought I had a full shop as a shop owner and somebody walked in and said, hey, I'm looking for a job, my standard answer was, oh, I'm not looking for anybody right now. What a mistake that was. It's an insane mistake. And finally, I learned, you know, we're always looking, and we're always looking to add the right people to the staff. And basically, you have a sports team right now. You have, if you follow the NFL right now, you have all these teams making moves, making sure they have the right fit. And you really should look at that as your business. You know, who do I have that is a good fit for this position, that position, et cetera.
You know, my friend John Krieger, and John, good to have you here. Thanks for being here. We worked together many, many years ago. He brings up a great point. The government's padding their wallets. I mean, it's not like they're making anybody rich and you know, you not living paycheck to paycheck, but the extra money in unemployment, the the stimulus money, has probably prompted some people to stay home.
I think it has in the beginning, you know, like a year ago, if we look at the end of March, first of April of 2020, that was huge. But like I said, we just posted an ad and had to turn it off after 4 days because we had so many people apply for it. I think if you put in there that you're in a recession-proof industry and you're looking to hire, you're going to be able to find the people. And if I have to be the one to call BS on you and say, hey, if you're using the same ad from 5 years ago and you're not getting anybody, that's probably why. It's not because there aren't people out there looking.
All righty. Well, that's a great point, everyone. Thank you, Chris, for being here. The point is dust off the old ad, get rid of it, you know, just refresh the adjectives and the words that you're using, and maybe do a Facebook ad. Not a boost post, but a Facebook ad.
But an actual ad, yeah.
An actual ad, and perpetually be always recruiting. Thanks so much for that. Hey, everyone, all the archived episodes are on aftermarketweekly.com and also remarkableresults.biz. We so much love to do this. We're doing something for the industry that no one is doing. It's a magazine show. We had Chris on. We're going to have Andy on later. We're going to give you a virtual shop tour. You can't find this anywhere else in the industry. Hey, I think it's time for your Fortune of the Week, Chris. I know, Andy, you're here listening to that, so I'm going to open up my lunch, right? And we're going to find out the wisdom of the week. Some of these have been phenomenal things. So the strangest, most generous, and proudest of all virtues is true courage. The strangest, most generous, and proudest of all virtues is true courage. Wow. Yeah, you know, you need courage to do an awful lot of the things like we do. Own a shop, take the risk, sweat the details. Isn't it something? Today's podcast that went out, Chris, kind of a little bit up your alley as we're talking human resource stuff. Brian Kelly, really smart shop owner up in Coventry, Washington, did a thing on employee reviews. He's got a really cool and a really unique way of doing it. He threw all the old stuff out, brought in a new concept. It wasn't new to Brian. He just adopted it from someone. But you got to listen to this and re-energize yourself on employee reviews. Barry Barrett was with us last Friday as we walked through the entrepreneurial operating system. And we talked about vision in part two with Barry. And this past Thursday, we released Rethinking Your ASE Certification Town Hall Academy. I got up on my soapbox on this one, guys, a little bit, because you know how much I believe in ASE. Andy Bizub. Hey, man. Nice to see you, Andy.
Good to see you. Great stuff, Chris.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Midwest Performance, Chicago, Illinois. You're in the city. Andy, you've always been a phenomenal contributor to the show. In fact, one of your quotes to me was, the podcast is like a 40-minute 20 group. And, you know, I use that quote on my homepage, on my website. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. We would love
No royalty.
Yeah, thank you very much. Next time we're together, I owe you something, drink, lunch, dinner. But thank you so much for being such a great fan of the show. Hey, let's see a tour of Midwest Performance.
I'll start at the front. I'm going to not go very far out because I want our Wi-Fi to stay hooked up. But we are about 2.5 miles straight west of downtown Chicago. There's a Sears Tower poking up over that building right there. And we're in kind of a light industrial area. We're a different model setup shop. So there's our front entrance. We're a little low-key. We have some pretty high-end cars coming in, and I don't really like to advertise it. There's a whole bunch of high-end cars inside this building, so we keep it a little bit quiet. So not all kinds of crazy signage. We also, if you might notice, this is the city of Chicago. There is no parking lot, so we have no lot to put cars. Just take in 30 cars and put them in the parking lot. So we actually keep all of our customer cars in our shop while they're being worked on, when they're dropped off, while they're waiting to be picked up. So, again, a little different than most models, but you know what? Sometimes you can learn something from a really different shop. So this is our service office. That is Amy, one of our service advisors. That's Paul, one of our service advisors, as well as a car photographer who we use his shots on our social media a lot. Another unique thing about this shop is we just moved here in November from our old location. That picture that you have, I have to send you an updated picture because that's our old location. And we moved here last November, and I made a conscious decision to not only go to a slightly smaller square footage, but have no customer break room, waiting room. We have drop-offs. We Uber and Lyft people around. We will go and pick up a car or deliver it if that's something that a customer wants. It's my belief that people don't want to wait in a dealership waiting room or a auto repair waiting room. They'd really rather be on with their lives and going about doing their work or play or whatever, no matter how nice the waiting room is. I've never wanted to hang out in the waiting room. So we really try to meet the customer in the most convenient way, and didn't want to focus on building out a waiting room for everybody. So this is our shop. We got 8,500 square feet. It's a very vintage Chicago exposed brick, truss roof with a skylight. Interesting fact, they filmed season 4 of Fargo on Netflix in this building. All the office sets for Chris Rock's office were built in this building, and they do all the filming right in here. Yeah. So we have eight lifts, an alignment rack. We have 4 technicians. As you can see, we work on everything from almost a brand new, very rare paint to sample Porsche 911 to an old Karmann Ghia to a G-Wagon.
Hey, Andy, what year is that Karmann Ghia? Because my wife had one when she was young.
74.
Ah, very good. That could have been one of the ones that she may have had. Wow, interesting. Thank you for that. Thank you.
That's a survivor. I mean, as you know, these things really like to rust. That one is not rusted out. This is one of our fleet customers. It's a sandwich shop in Chicago called Hannah's Bretzel. Happened to be the owner of the sandwich shop, attended the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program in the same class that I went through it. And that's how we met, and that's how we picked up that business. We were saying for space conservation, some of the things that we did, we put our compressor up on the roof, top of the ceiling of our parts and tool room. So anything we can do to run more efficiently, more organized, keep the shop cleaner. There's our little floor scrubber back there that we scrub the floor twice a week. It's really wonderful going from a raw concrete floor to a sealed floor that's very, very easy to clean up. We have all our used oil right here, right by our back overhead door, so the oil pickup truck can come in and just pump right out of there. So we have a nice flow in this shop, in through that front door, out through the side door. We really stress efficiency and turning cars around. We don't bring in project cars or things that are going to hang out for weeks at a time. We're about getting customers' cars in, getting them fixed, getting them serviced, getting them their maintenance done, and getting them back to our customers as soon as we can.
Andy, I have a question. Walk me through when the customer comes in. Obviously, they must have an appointment. You probably don't get any walk-ups. But if they come in, they understand that they need to come in through the open door. Do they park somewhere on the outside and then you let them in? How does that work?
Since we're all scheduled by appointment, we know when people are going to show up. They drive right in here. We have all of our appointments, all of our schedules pre-set, and the admission sheet is all filled out with what they've requested and what we're going to be doing. As soon as their car comes in, one of our service advisors comes, or a porter comes, and steam cleans the inside of the car, sanitizes it so that it's all good for our technicians to safely get in and start working on it. Then whichever way the customer is needs wherever they need to go. If they need to go home, need to go to work, we either call them a Lyft or an Uber, and just send them on their way.
Andy, you said porters, so the porter must, besides sanitizing the car, must help you move vehicles around inside the shop.
Right. So we have two porters here, and they're assisting all the technicians with just moving cars as needed to be moved out of their way.
Andy, once COVID is over, and I don't know what that means, okay? I'm not a doctor. And when we all in the future realize that we're kind of in a safe zone, will you continue to steam clean the car?
You know, our customers have reacted to it so positively. And if you really think about it, especially when we're talking about, these are all frontline workers, all of our technicians. And, you know, we've been identified as an essential business, but I don't think we get the appreciation of being frontline workers. So we're dealing with the interiors of one of the most intimate places that people spend their time. And, you know, some people are neater than others. So we'll always steam clean the interiors because it's just a great practice and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Andy, I'm going to do a show here coming up soon, and I don't know what date it is, but I got inspired by what you said about this and some other shop owners that said, I'm going to adopt some of the things we're doing here in COVID going forward once we're over with, because just like you said, the customers have come used to that and it's working. So I think it's very, very interesting for us to discuss how much of the COVID stuff will stay that we're doing.
I agree.
Hey, Andy, was the skylight in there when you bought it or did you add it?
So the skylight's in there and we leased the space.
Okay.
This building would sell for about $3 million.
Okay. And then both lighting questions, the other lighting that you have in there, are those LED lights or what kind of lighting do you have for
These are LED lights. They're super efficient. We've cut our electrical usage by more than 50% from our old location and it's just, this stuff is so efficient. And we could actually turn all these lights off right now and you would be able to work in this shop. The skylight's so, so beautiful.
Was that a leasehold improvement or did you install the lights?
No, the building owner did it.
Wow.
And do you know what, did they replace the ballast? Is it all new fixtures? Can you tell
all new fixtures.
Okay. Do you know what model the fixtures they were or anything like that?
But I can definitely find out and get it to Carm.
That would be so cool to know. And to your point, Chris, there's so many shop owners that really want to put in the LED thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Andy, phenomenal continued success. Andy owns another business in Chicago in the suburbs, right, Andy?
Yep. MPC Northbrook. It's another shop up in the northern suburb of Chicago. That is also European, but focuses on more performance oriented stuff. But we also do day-to-day regular maintenance.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the tour. And Chris, thanks for your observations. Let's talk about that trivia question, guys. What's the most expensive car available for sale in 2021? Well, guys, when I did the research, and again, I think at this current moment, the answer is the Bugatti Chiron Supersport 300 Plus. Now, I'm not sure if I'm saying, is it Chiron? It may be Chiron, okay? It's just pocket change for many shop owners in America, $3.9 million. The most expensive hypercar, as I said, at least for now, is the Bugatti Chiron, created to honor the company's 110th anniversary. The Chiron Supersport 300 Plus comes powered with a quad turbocharged version of the base car's 8.0-liter W16 engine that puts a whopping 1,600 horsepower to the pavement via a modified gearbox. It claimed to hit an almost inconceivable 304.8 miles an hour. So what do you think, guys? They make just one of those a year?
That's all they need to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on what their margins are, I guess.
Well, let's say it cost them $2 million. So, you know, whatever.
That's one special buyer, though.
Right.
That sure is. Hey, this was fun. Always appreciate everyone hanging with us. Next week, Judy Hagelin from Hagelin's Automotive, and Kenny Wedow from Fine Tune Automotive. I spelled Kenny's name wrong. It's Wedow. By the way, Kenny just built a brand new place, and we're going to see his brand new place. If you've been watching him on social media, it is an unbelievable new place that he's got. So that's next week's. Thanks so much to Chris Cotton from AutoFix SOS, a business coach, and Andy Bizza, Midwest Performance in Chicago. It was great. You know, next same time, same bat channel next week. Thanks for being here, everyone.